Happy Friday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
What's that face on your head?
It's my face. Thanks for sharing.
I've got bad news.
Actually,
you brought the bad news. There's trouble in paradise already.
Hell horror.
We got to get the Cobra Gang together.
We do.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
That's the sound of me being sad because, you guys, Zac Efron's relationship is already on the rocks.
Oh, no, and he just started it.
His fake relationship is already ending. Okay, not really. But if you were the Daily Mail, you would be buying this claptrap and apparently trying to sell it as Dookie on Fire. Because that's exactly...
Whoa, there was a lot there.
This Dookie's on fire!
And there's too much on fire already, but add this to the pile. Let's take a trip to the pile of doo-doo known as the Daily Mail today, where in there is a headline entitled, Trouble in Paradise Already? Zac Efron and his new girlfriend have a heated argument at a cafe after debuting their new romance. Okay, I don't even know where to begin. So I saw this headline and I thought to myself, my God, this fake relationship, this publicationship, if you will, has only been around for 5 seconds and it's already going south. We haven't even heard directly from either of these two. How can we already be in Splitsville, right?
I know. This is what I'm wondering.
Well, apparently the Daily Mail, which, by the way, underneath the headline reminds all of its viewers, listeners, whatever you want to call them. Have you seen Zac Efron in Australia? You email photos to tips@dailymail.com. Mm. So they're just trying to get some attention, right? Okay. So then they purport to have a source who actually, I kind of believe that, you know, somebody, like, there are pictures of them having coffee, right?
Right.
So I do believe it's possible that somebody, because you can see, like, there's, like, a woman behind them. Like, somebody could have been on the patio that they were on. And overheard a conversation.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's totally plausible.
Because, I mean, interest of full disclosure, have you met Colleen and Bradley? We love to eavesdrop such that we actually have a code for the people that we're with so they'll shut up so we can listen.
Yeah. We say shut up so we can listen
exactly.
to those boobs next to
exactly.
us talking about prostitution.
Yeah.
Which happened once
it
at the Bachelor
happen.
Farmer.
It did happen.
Okay. So anyway, they found some onlooker, quote unquote, who said the following of a chance meeting with Zac Efron and his new lady friend, Vanessa Valderas, who were at a cafe. The onlooker told the Daily Mail Australia, quote, they were first talking about how they really enjoyed their trip to Threadbow. Remember what Threadbow is?
I mean, that sounds like a euphemism for like a sexual encounter, but... what is Threadbow?
Well, it wouldn't be because they're not having sex. That's a different story. But Threadbow, thank you for asking.
You're
is
welcome.
A trip. It's basically mountains. They went skiing.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Zac then mentioned, said the onlooker, and I would have been this person writing down
100%.
Actually, I would have just turned my phone.
That's
on
what I was going to say. You'd fire up the old recorder there.
Zac then mentioned having to travel back to America eventually for work commitments, although he wasn't sure when he'd have to go back. Yeah, so I'm going to be working on some stuff, but I'm not sure when. Sure. Okay. Remember, they're fighting. This is a fight.
Okay.
It sounded like there was a little bit of stress and tension between them over the fact that his girlfriend, Vanessa Valderas, may not be able to go with him due to strict border rules. They mention...
So that doesn't sound like a fight yet.
Is there fighting happening?
When does the fight happen?
Tense, right? They mention that once Zac leaves Australia, he won't be allowed back into Australia because he's not a citizen. But his girlfriend, also Vanessa Valderas, is not allowed to travel to America. So they'd effectively be separated until COVID-19 restrictions are eased. Mm. They also seemed a little bit worried by the number of COVID cases in America as compared to Australia.
We are too. Well, we are too.
Thank you. Do you hear any fighting going on?
None. Zero. None.
Will you go back to the head of the article and read the headline, do that. Please?
Let me do the honors. Trouble in paradise already. Zac Efron and his new girlfriend have a heated argument at a cafe after debuting their new romance. Nothing about that felt like a heated nor an argument.
Okay, so the Daily Mail played me, me all palpitated.
You clicked.
I clicked. And we also
blaming you for that. I would have clicked too. I just want you to know that wasn't shaming.
Yeah, mostly because I wanted to see photos.
Thank you.
I just love how they lie to our face. Like, because they know, do they not, that 90% of us, ourselves often included, sorry to peel back the curtain, listeners, often don't read the details.
Correct. That's the thing. It's 2020 in America. We all just read the headlines and move right along.
Yeah, exactly. Now, maybe look at some photos. I did look at the photos that they achieved of these two, that they obtained of these two. I think we need to talk about Zac.
I would love to talk about Zac.
On these photos, I'm saying, because in these photos of Zac,
he looks
a little different.
I think he looks sexy.
I think he looks a little puffy.
Well,
compared to what he normally looks
he's
like.
He's not like...
And by puffy, I'm one of two things is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a little grizzled.
Yeah.
A little stringy, if you will. Mm-hmm. Little lean cuisine earlier on. And now he seems a little puffy. And he seemed puffy in that Netflix special.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems puffy on a patio in Lennox Head, New South Wales, with Vanessa Valderis. And I'm wondering, it's one of two things. Either he's getting back to what he was before his Baywatch / drugs and alcohol situation.
Excuse me, what?
Drugs and alcohol. Drugs and alcohol.
Okay, thank you.
Or it's the reverse. Like, I can't tell where we are in the journey of Zac Efron.
I mean, it very well could be. There are people who, when they're happy, they hit the carbs a little harder. Right?
Yeah, so that's true.
It could be that he's just experiencing a life satisfaction unlike anything he's ever experienced before.
It's true, but we got to be careful with Zac.
I know.
Because we've been in difficult places before and he lies to us. He tells us things like he tripped on a step in front of his house totally sober.
That's actually true.
But we know that he didn't. He also told us that he almost died in Papua New Guinea or some such place.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yet we've heard no details about that and we're very curious because the show that allegedly ended him up almost dying has never appeared.
We've never,
seen the light of
it's
day.
It's not on Quibi.
So there's something going on. Just saying.
Here's my bigger, and this is why we needed to get the Cobra Gang together mostly, because I think this is all part of the same exact conversation. I'm curious about this Vanessa Valderis character, because yesterday, bringing everybody up to speed, NT Lawyer, who supplies our blind items, has educated us on a character that has been in Zac Efron's life during particularly tumultuous times by the name of Mohammed Al-Turki. And allegedly, Zac Efron was hanging with him fairly recently when we started to witness some questionable behavior. See that conversation about Papua New Guinea when he got himself almost died.
Yeah, so people speculated that he was back on the sauce.
Yeah. So now yesterday...
Thanks to Mohammed Al-Turki.
So yesterday we learn from our friend NT Lawyer, who supplies us our blind items, that Vanessa Valderis is likely an employee of Mohammed Al-Turki, a.k.a. also a sober coach. Question, why would Mohammed Al-Turki want Zac Efron to be sober?
So the narrative that I've created in my head, and surely
I love this. Let's go.
It's true because, you know, come at me, bro. No, the only thing I can think, because I too am like, we're either in one of two places with Zac Efron. Either he's sliding back into hot mess territory, which danger, danger, Will Robinson, mm-hmm. let's save Zac Efron. Let's go to New South Wales and save him.
Can we?
My God, we'd be like those conspiracy theorists that show up and do things. Oh, it wouldn't be good. Okay, so let's not do that. But it's either that or he's headed to a better place and people are trying to keep him in a better place. And even Mohamed El Turki, who is, you know, one of these people connected to all sorts of people throughout Hollywood, that he realizes that Zach is better off. Not, you know, like, oh, maybe Zach couldn't handle the sauce, so we got to get Zach off the sauce so he can continue to be a mover and a shaker and I can still have, a relationship with this person who's very successful in Hollywood, so we got to get him a sober coach. And my good friend Vanessa Valadares, you know, she's going to do me a favor.
I could subscribe to that newsletter. I there are too many unknown quantities here. We need to get Mohamed El Turki on the phone.
I mean, I kind of feel like that's not going to happen.
We need to get Zac Efron on the phone.
The one thing I will say, that's not happening either. But what I will say is there was a piece in Us Weekly that before I got sidetracked by, if you guys just joined us, we're talking about Zac Efron because we're obsessed and what else are we doing in this moment?
Exactly.
But before I was sidetracked by this Mohamed El Turki, or not Mohamed El Turki, the Vanessa Valadares and Zac Efron fighting in public story. There's a story in Us Weekly about how she being Vanessa Valadares, has calmed Zac Efron down a lot, which is interesting because it's an exclusive, and it says that he's turned over a new leaf. Since the actor started dating Vanessa Valadares, he turned over a new leaf. Zach and Vanessa are really good for each other, according to the source. She has calmed him down a lot, and he's not partying too much. Well, that's interesting, because nobody was concerned that Zac Efron was partying too much, at least insofar as we are aware. Meaning, this is the first I've heard of that, even though we've speculated.
Right.
Which makes me think that the speculation was correct.
Right.
If you believe this source. But also, I find it interesting that days after we find out that Enty Lawyer believes that Vanessa Valadares is a sober coach, there are headlines about Vanessa Valadares calming him down.
Right.
And what is the role of a sober coach for a celebrity specifically?
To keep them from partying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To, quote, calm them down. So I just find those two things not a coincidence.
Rest assured, we will still be following Zac Efron around from here. And we will get to the bottom of this if it's the last thing we do. But I hope it's not the last thing we do.
No, I hope it's not.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Holly Roberts is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.